Welcome to the Enlighten Up podcast. I'm Lisa Watson and we'll be joined by my co-hosts Nicole Frolick and Brian Koenigberg. The Enlighten Up podcast is a weekly show that provides an unconventional and refreshing spin on spirituality, where three friends and weekly guests share informative, fun, and usually off-the-wall conversations. Unlike others, we provide fringe and skeptical viewpoints on all topics, because our experience has taught us that the echo chamber is a boring place from which to learn. So regardless of where you are in your spiritual journey, we can promise you, you're going to find a place to fit in here. So we invite you to grab a drink and listen in on our casual, entertaining, and hopefully enlightening conversation. And Enlighten Up is a self-funded podcast. So if you would like to help us to continue to be able to produce, enhance, and expand the show for our audience, then please send your support using the link in the show notes or go to our website, enlightenup.us, and check out our merchandise shop, where you can purchase merchandise that will allow you to express some spiritual humor. You may also show your support by leaving us a review on iTunes and following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Thank you all so much for listening and supporting us. And now, let's jump right into the episode.
Welcome back to Enlighten Up, everyone. It is great to have you back with us all. I am here with Lisa and Brian, and today we are joined by Michael Daniels. Michael Daniels was on an episode last year, episode 46, which he shared his Kundalini awakening. Michael Daniels is a scientist in molecular biology who just finished up his long-term consultant role with IBM last month and is now a free agent, currently getting deeper into the shamanic work and training. Michael, welcome back to Enlighten Up. How are you doing?
Hi, Nicole. I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Great.
Well, it's great to hear from you again and great to have you back on the show. Your story was extremely interesting.
Indeed.
Do you remember, Ryan? Sorry. It was a while ago, huh?
Yeah, my brain works remember things.
It does remember very well. Mine doesn't.
Yeah, were you asking yourself if you remember?
Something like that.
Well, Michael, how have you been?
You know, it's been a roller coaster. And, you know, when I first talked to you guys, it was 20 months after, you know, the veil had kind of been lifted up on me and I was given some things and the energy flowed into me. You know, I was in a state of just running 100 miles an hour trying to figure out what the hell happened. And, you know, not long after our talk, 20 months into it, I unplugged. I had been consuming so much information trying to figure out what happened to me that I just about burned myself out. As well as working a full-time job with IBM. And unplugged for a good 6 months. Still kept researching, still kept digging, but not as intensely as I had the first 20 months. You know, you hear stories about individuals getting certain energies and they can fry their circuits out. I think I was one that was on the verge of that. And sometime after the first of this year, New Year's, I renewed this year again, doing fasting, doing more intense meditations. And it's almost like I literally had to take 3 or 4 steps backwards, but now I've lurched forward on a whole brand new curve. So that's where I am.
It's definitely a mind fuck at times. You know, it totally is. Well, you were recently on my Divine Masculine video, which was a pleasure to have you part of that panel. And you're going to be part of the third installment, The Union, where we have all the women and the men together, which is going to be great. What was your biggest takeaway after that recording of the Divine Masculine?
Oh, wow. You know, that opened up a lot of, I went back and listened to that 2 or 3 more times. There was so much information in there. Justin is just a walking encyclopedia. He has so much information. For me, men today, in my mind, have been knocked off their foundation. And they're not using their heart in their activities. And that's cutting them off from a divine spirit that could be elevating their everyday being. That cemented in my mind even more after I had a chance to talk about it with the group.
Though the foundation, how that foundation's been shaken,
yeah,
and knocked men off their... Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and you end up with so many wounded masculine traits that could be from countless dings and, you know, shaming and angering and polarizing, to where one is just, they're in this chaotic frenzy of life and they're not centered in a peace to where they can really draw on their true divine nature.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that with the men. I think I think everything's kind of coming to a head. Everything's being brought to the surface. Things that perhaps, and this goes for women as well, but in particular, men not having that connection to heart and allowing it to filter into more of the everyday is being called upon them right now. And I think there's being a shakeup in the life to activate that in some way, kind of like a wake-up call where you're forced to take a deeper look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody seems to be in competition with everyone, as opposed to working in tandem. You know, it's a me world that so much is lost when one is, you know, trying to climb the ladder and knock others off, knock everybody out of the way so they can succeed, as they've been, you know, led to believe that that's how life mm-hmm. should be.
Well, you were also, you had commented to me, you had watched my Palladian activation video that I recently put out, where I shared that story. And you commented that it actually made you want to look back to your own activation. What about the video resonated with you, and why did it make you want to question that again?
Well, I've had more training. Again, recall when this occurred, it'll be 3 years, this middle of August coming up. I had no knowledge that I even needed to awaken. I had no knowledge of what ascension was. And those energies opened up so much in me just overnight. And subsequently, several months into this, a year into this, I found some courses where I took Reiki training, Reiki 1, Reiki 2. I took an archangelic light, energy healing workshops, you know, where you're learning more of the spiritual, you're getting the tunes. I've been taking multiple advanced shamanic courses, but what I learned that I had no idea about, you know, most of my life is, you know, these energies are there. And most people are cut off from them. But what stood out to me, where you, Nicole, were talking about an activation, you know, it triggered something in me. You know, that's what I had. And if you go back to the earlier recording where I talked about that event, I talked about there was a pressure on my left hip bone. You know, your left side is your feminine, the right is the masculine. And almost simultaneously, I felt that pressure, and then I had this divine energy that was literally kissed, breathed into me. And after having these energy courses, these energy healing courses, you know, where you utilize various hand placements upon the body, different meridians, different chakra regions, either on the body, above the body, depending on what modality you're using, It made me think back to that event, that what I had literally was a true an energetic activation, where that energy connected to my hip and then to my face, and that completed the energetic circuit. And that is what completely changed my life overnight. And, you know, I've been thinking about that, you know, and all this time I've just kind of kept it aside, pushed it aside, and mostly work to remember the feeling of that energetic event. You know, I've talked about this with you, Nicole, and others. It was like the most intense, unconditional love, not erotic, but just love for all of creation is what that feeling was. And it made me think, you know, maybe that's exactly what that was. I get a little flustered talking about it, because some of those things I just kind of file away with the understanding of delay in a certain medication, so to speak. You know, I'll learn about that when the time comes for me to learn about that. Now that I've had this opportunity to go from practically zero spiritual to have just read nonstop for nearly 3 years, it all You know, there's these huge puzzle pieces that are all in front of us. And I'm looking at millions of pieces, and I'm grabbing four or five of them at a time, and I'm pulling them and I'm creating a tapestry of knowledge. And all good things come as they need to come. And it made me think, okay, now is probably the time that I need to explore that in greater detail to fully understand it. The reason I say that is because it came to me a week or two ago, is that as an example, sometimes you see people, they get so fixated on something, they get so absorbed in something that they go down some path that they're really missing what's really important, you see. And I kind of had a silent, you know, comforting smile to myself that maybe it was good that I just filed that event to the side and didn't probe it and didn't dig that, but spent all this time researching, you know, spiritual 101, 202, 303, 505, whatever, to build a greater foundation that I didn't have. You know, I didn't mm-hmm. even know what awakening was when that event occurred. It's so easy to think back with all of those energies that flowed in overnight that came gushing into me. What the hell happened? What the hell happened? Oh my God. That what allowed me, I think, to handle this better than maybe some was just a research nature. I just dug in and read thousands and thousands of pages. Mm-hmm. And I can clearly see that someone who doesn't have access to information, someone who doesn't have the ability to dig into research, that, you know, psychosis could occur with that amount of energy flowing and they not know what to do with it. You know, I guess, you know, some of the mental wards are full of people that are having some of these events and they don't even know it.
Oh, that's, I completely believe that.
Yeah. And then so the medical establishment that doesn't give any credence to the spiritual arena goes and steps in and tries to treat it benevolently with a chemical or this. And all they do is make it worse.
Well, Lisa and I definitely have our fair share of days we feel crazy. So, and we've been aware of this for a lot of years.
Days that end in Y?
Yes, days that end in Y. Yeah. And I feel a lot like you do, Michael, as far as although I had some understanding of not necessarily awakening, but some concepts like from the Course in Miracles that I gained when I was a teenager, I literally went, you know, like 30 years from after reading that with not being involved in the spiritual community at all or knowing about anything that was really going on. Or new terminology, or, you know, what's going on with Earth, 3D, 5D. I didn't know any of that stuff until we started doing this podcast 2 years ago. And that became my opportunity to do kind of what you did, where it was just, I'm going to learn. Plus, I suddenly started speaking light language. So with that and the podcast, that's where I've gained my knowledge and my education of it in the past 2 years. And it's really been interesting, and you do need that type of foundation to kind of figure out what's going on with you and how everything connects. So,
there's so many things that are jumping out at me now with this complete new perspective that I didn't have. Certain passages in the Bible have so much more meaning now. You know, I've never been a religious person. I always thought that was very controlling, even at 11, 12 years old.
Right.
But I spent my life reading the wisdom of all of the religions. And what strikes me here, and I put some posts out on my Facebook page of things that just come to me that I think about. And it's being childlike, you know, the term born again, becoming as a child, to learn completely anew is what I could say, what I literally went through, you know. You hear the Buddhists talk about become the empty shell so that the divine may flow into you more freely. You know, not my, but higher will be done. And oh my gosh, you know, that's been me since the night of my awakening is not my, but higher will be done. Holy, sacred, divine will flow through me at the greatest capacity that this vessel can allow.
I've been doing a lot of work. I've been working with Jessica Ahlstrom and just doing a lot of personal work and learning a lot of different new things. And one of the things that I've come to understand is that your best guide is your inner child. You know, and when you were just reading that from the Bible, it just makes so much sense to me because your inner child holds all the answers. And through your inner child, you can release all your pain and you can make yourself whole. And it makes so much sense.
Yeah. And also, you know, the ego, that was a big lesson. One of the most difficult things I feel for people to transcend is the ego, and they don't even know it. You know, the inner child does not want to let go of those egoic feelings because it gives it pleasure.
Well, the ego is the keeper of the inner child, the protector. So it's more about integrating the ego than getting rid of the ego. Like, we wouldn't be here without the ego. You know, the ego is what drives us forward.
Right, and I guess what I mean more is to getting rid of the negative egoic behavior.
Yeah, having control over the ego versus the ego having control.
Yeah, those are two totally different experiences.
Yeah, because we've got lots to learn from our ego. Our egos can be a very good teacher at many times. Definitely points some things out to us that we need to be aware of.
Yep.
I think the greatest analogy is, you know, it's your higher self is driving the car and you've got the inner child and the ego in the back seat. And you have to take control, you know, play games with them, find out what it is they need, you know, be talking to them. Because if you just, like, don't give them any snacks or any games to play with, or, you know, it could get crazy and the car may go off the road. It's like, it's really about having control and understanding who all is in your head.
Michael, you said you were talking about you've gotten into shamanic healing. How has that been for you? Like, what prompted you to want to go into shamanism?
I guess it's just there's a certain nature of a healer that is within me. I grew up in that environment. My mother was a critical care nurse. You know, she worked in the CCU. She worked in pediatrics. Growing up, learning from someone who's a healer, you know, I had no idea some of the things that I was learning during that early age. But with these new energies flowing, it was something that was undeniable, but is this really real? You know, is this something that I should pursue? I don't know. But it's, you know, the saying, what one resists excruciatingly persists. And for the first year, I fought those feelings, but I started reading, I started learning. I took a little course here, a course there, an advanced course here, all the while still caught up in a corporate role that was taking a tremendous amount of energy out of me that didn't leave much free time for other studies such as that. But with the recent ending of this more long-term consulting role that I finally finished up about 2 months ago, it allowed me to jump into some other intensive training, as well as to further my readings, my studies around the various modalities within shaman. And I mean, the only thing I can say is the energies are in me. I'm just working to understand them better and to use them more wisely to develop them. And, you know, that's another new path that I seem to now have stumbled upon.
So are you all in on being a spiritual healer? Is this what you are feeling called to do as a, I don't, you know, to make money, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah. You know, and that was, therein lies the reluctance. The energies that have flowed into me essentially makes it easier for me to understand that we're all here learning our own lessons and we all need to heal ourselves. What I come to truly feel deep within me is the majority of those energies that have been flowing through me like some huge vortex has been more for the planet. A lot of people will say, what the hell is he talking about? There are going to be a few of you that are going to say, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And to more directly answer your question, I would say most of these energies are going to the planet and all of creation. And somehow, some way, I am stumbling across other souls that these energies need to shine out to. And what I'm learning is just get out of the way and let it out, you know. And that's kind of the crossroads. I'm not full in to go and start some practice for individual healing for the masses to earn money from. I mean, you know, I gotta earn a living somehow. Maybe this might be it. I just don't know at this moment, but the energies are there without question. And what I'm wrestling with most is the fact that we're all here to learn our own lessons. We have to go through our struggles. We have to go through our messy lessons. And there's so many people out there that are looking for easy fixes. Come heal me. Come fix me. When it's not our job to do that. So, you know, I have some more learning and some more understanding to come to before I think I really get that clearest picture, other than to continue healing myself, continue loving myself.
When you say that you know the energies are there, you feel the energies, what exactly are you feeling?
You know,
like, to break it down for someone who has no idea what energy feels like.
Okay. Like Brian.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm no expert in this, but I will tell you that a lot of people don't know what a TENS machine is, a TENS. It's where you put two electrodes that stick and you run a current, and you can run a current through certain areas of the body and heal the body. You know, those who understand this will know, but what happened to me was those energies, as they began increasing, I feel static in my arm, in my shoulder, in my hip, you know, in my toes, you know, the first month, two, three, to where when I was fasting really deeply and in deep ketosis, it was throughout my entire body. 20 months into it, it moved from individual static feeling to literally firing muscle groups in the body. And that was essentially, my body was adapting to these energies that are, they're all around us. It's just a matter of, are you somehow or another affecting your vibration to tie into that? You know, and again, when I say vibration, I spent my entire life, I heard for 30 years, oh, you need to raise your vibration. You know, what the hell is that thing? Right. You know, but it's true. Most people are veiled and cut off from these energies because their body's energetic state of being is just not in line. But to go even deeper, there, what began almost a year ago on Father's Day, I went on a trip to visit family, and I was going down some long road, and I was listening to some very uplifting some music, and then just out of the blue, it was like, you know, kind of like Wizard of Oz, you know, it's kind of like I was caught up in a tornado of a vortex that just, I felt it. Gosh, how can I describe this? It was back when the Schumann resonance was starting to spike and some other crazy things. And people were talking about energies increasing, and they have continued even more so till today. But that was when it began for me. Where literally, if you could imagine like an F5 tornado, everybody's seen a photo of an F5 tornado. Imagine being caught up in an energetic whirlpool, spinning energy 10 times, 100 times the size of an F5 tornado that literally was pulling the entire essence of you into the universe, okay? That is an example. And you know, talking about the divine masculine and feminine, Nicole, listen to this. As that first event that I noticed getting caught up in that energetic vortex, it was like divine masculine energies, divine feminine energies were all spinning around me, and I was aware of all of these energies all at the same time. And then as soon as it started, it ended, and it was so intense I had to pull off on the side of the road.
Were you in the car with anyone else?
No, it was just me. It was just me. And that was, I believe, the beginning of where I really started feeling the true, just, you could feel your energy. If you visualized your energy in a Taurus or a tornado, that was when I first started feeling it. And, you know, now I can almost at will drop into a meditative state and just feel those energies spinning around me like a Taurus. And I can vary the size of them.
Well, it's interesting because, speaking of feeling energy, today I went to work in a coffee shop this morning to get my work done. And lo and behold, Brian's dad walked in. And so Brian's dad has made a very short, what is it called? a cameo on our podcast. Right. And he's Christian. And very devoted to God and the Bible, and but he's also very open-minded, and likes to hold intelligent conversations with people about things he doesn't know. So his massage therapist is also a Reiki master, and she recalls her past lives to Atlantis, and she's given him many different books or articles to read, including who the Palladians are and all of this. And so Brian's dad, Larry,
he actually listens to her. He won't listen to it to me or my brother or his wife, but he actually listens to her. So it's funny and good.
So I don't, I'm assuming, you know, the story, Brian, I don't know if Lisa's heard it, but he's telling me a little story right before I have to run out. And he's telling me about the time where he heard a message very clearly in his mind.
And when his father passed away. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he was driving to school, like university, for his master's. And it was a really long drive towards there, out of the way of where his dad was in a, was he a nursing home or a care
home?
He was,
yes. He had dementia or Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. And so he was telling me how, you know, driving along, just thinking about school, thinking about what he had to do that day, errands he may have had to run. And then all of a sudden, clear as day, he heard, "Go see your dad." And he was on like a highway or of some kind of road where he had just
Highway
missed
44.
A turn. Yeah, just missed a turn off that he would have needed to go on to take to go in that direction. So he reversed without thought, because he said it was so clear as day, as if someone was saying it right next to him, but it was in his head, and that he knew without a shadow of a doubt he had to go see him. And he went to go see him, and that night his father passed away. And so Larry was saying to me, he's like, you know, I'm not like you or Lisa or like my Reiki therapist. I can't feel energy. I don't know what energy feels like. And I was like, well, I said, why don't you rub your hands together like this? And I started rubbing my hands really, like, you know, feverishly together. And
they're getting warmer.
And I said, and then hold them, you know, about like 6 inches apart. And I said, what do you feel? I go, do you feel like that pressure, almost like there's like an energetic pulse or pressure that's kind of pushing your hands away? You can kind of feel that. He's like, oh, no. He goes, actually, I do feel that. I was like, see, you can feel energy. And I said, wow. I go, so you've heard the voice. I go, so there's hope for Brian still yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and some people say, you know, the whisperings of the angels, you know.
Well, and that's, you know, he knew from that moment that there's something else out there. He's like, whatever anyone wants to call it, whether it's God or the universe or angels, whatever, he's like, he knew in that moment that that we were not alone, and that there was something that was unexplainable.
Yeah. Well, and this is something I haven't talked very much about, but part of some of the energetic things with me are visions, you know, clear visions etched in your mind, you know, not the faint transitory visualizations that one might have that's here and gone, but very similar to what you just mentioned about Brian's dad, you know, that was a clear energetic message. And that's how a lot of people who have these visions, how they come, I don't know. I'm sure it's through a multi-dimensional energy quantum interface of some sort, but I was given several visions that are just seared in my mind. And not only that, but, you know, waking up repeating to myself certain things so that I would remember it. And again, people, that's, you know, there are other forces that are kind of, you know, nudging some of that. You know, and look, you know, you mentioned the Pleiadians, Nicole. That was, I woke myself up one morning telling myself to go learn more about the Pleiadians. Michael, go learn more about the Pleiadians. So I found Barbara Marciniak, you know, okay. She has several books. I read one or two of her books, devoured it, and it was like, oh my God. This all resonated so intensely, I feel like I could have written those books. And I don't understand any of this stuff. You know, that's one of the little desserts that I've set aside to keep from going down some rabbit hole so that I build a greater foundation of knowledge to help me understand all of this. And getting back to the other side is, you know, now may be the time for me to understand that energetic event that triggered me, to understand more about my possible true relationship to Pleiadians or ET. You know, I had a reading a year and a half ago with someone who's pretty world-renowned. And after the hour meeting, he said, "I absolutely enjoyed talking with you. It's been wonderful. I hope I get to talk to you many more times. You right now could go talk international on some of this stuff," is what he told me. "But I don't read ETs. I really want to talk to you again, but I don't read ETs." I mean, he said that three times, you know, and it's like I kicked myself. You know, "Well, so-and-so, why don't you do ETs?" You know, but so that, again, another little dessert that I pushed aside, that there's going to be a time to when I really need to dig into that. And, you know, right now may be the time.
We'll introduce you to Rebecca Barfoot.
Yeah, I was just going to say that same thing, and I just received an email from her. Literally, like, just came in.
Got your ET hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't done any readings, you know, as far as star charts or any. I don't know anything about that stuff. You know, I pushed it aside so that I can build my spiritual knowledge so that I can better understand all this stuff, you know. But there's been that yearning deep inside. You know, like I woke myself up telling myself, you know, go learn about the Pleiades. There was another thing that I woke up, you know, a year and a half ago was, "Michael, and now is the time to tend to self. It's time for you to rise so that others rise. You will be a conduit." And I've got several more things like that. That's pretty bizarre, but we'll save that for another discussion, possibly.
So when you wake up and you are telling yourself, "Michael, go learn about the Pleiadians," do you feel like this is just you saying it, or do you feel like someone's kind of speak, like it's your higher self speaking through you?
Yeah, it's no doubt a nudging, because I have never done that to that level of clarity. I've never had that in my entire life. I mean, yeah, I would have all kinds of little dreams, you know, and you could get bits and pieces and snippets, and then 10 minutes later, it's all gone. You know, it's erased. Just the firewall has erased your ability to get to it. But these things come through so clear and so seared, like some of the visions that I've had, that I could paint a picture from it. So, I mean, and when that happens, well, I know that there's something around it. You know, it's something more than just some faint imagination. Just like Brian's dad, when he heard that, "Go see your dad," you know, that type of thing. You know, it occurs. You know, we are all connected. And the more I learn about the energy of the universe, and you know, the universe is just nothing but energy and information. Even some of the top researchers now are talking about black holes, and the energy being pulled into a black hole is preserved immaculately, digitally, zeros and ones, just like our computer systems. You know, I heard Stephen Hawking make that comment, and it was a talk he gave probably 10 years ago, and he was talking about the energies being pulled into a black hole, and he made a comment about, and that energy gets preserved, that information gets preserved immaculately.
Interesting that he called it information.
Yeah, and it struck me, because I had never heard, you know, that type of information never really gets out, because they don't want you to know this stuff. But he said information, and it made me, and I kept that all these years. And in my research over the last few months, I'm learning more about, as our universe comes into existence through information. You know, so many people have no idea about quantum mechanics and, you know, how things are manifested, nothing solid. But there's some interesting clarities that have come to me recently around all of this.
Well, as a scientist, is there anything that really comes to mind that you've heard being like, maybe it's topics or discussions with in the awakening community, spiritual community, that you are like, no, that's just really not resonating with me. I don't buy that. Have you come up against any of that?
Well, you have to be careful. And Nicole, what I've learned, and I probably have said this before, is where we are all unique in the spectrum of our body's energetic system, how we vibrate, what happens with us. And these things occur, but they all occur in different ways to different unique individuals. And I have to be very careful not to scrutinize what someone says because they're having their own unique experience that I'm completely isolated from. Now, you know, that's also to say that there are people you and I know that they're so tapped into this for decades. You know that they are having these experiences, that it is true, it is real. And then there are others who are book smart. They've read all this stuff. They've heard people talk about these events, and they're making stuff up. You know, how do you tell the difference? Mm-hmm. Brian, you asked this question in one of our earlier episodes, and it's resonant. Does it resonate with you? You know, there are individuals, empathic, they have certain abilities to just feel the truth to things. And I will absolutely admit that that is something that has developed extremely more so in me. It's always been there, but I never paid attention to it. I didn't know it was real. I didn't have a belief system in it. So I didn't develop it until all of this happened. Then I started opening up an entire, you know, it's like I stumbled across a secret door in a library, and it opened me up to this spiritual world of information and knowledge that I didn't know anything about. You know, in science, they sway you away from that stuff. You know, oh, that's just foo-foo. We can't analyze it. We can't measure it. We can't, you know, we can't graph it. But what I will tell you, being the analytical researcher, wanting to see everything on paper in a book is out the window. It's all about feeling for me now. It's bizarre, you know. It is bizarre. It's almost like I stopped reading all the research books because they're full of misinformation. And I'm digging into a lot of other deeper esoteric work where I'm starting to see and feel and resonate with the true workings of the universe as opposed to what we've been misled to believe. But again, that's another discussion.
So then that same feeling holds true to when you went through your multiple degrees, that information doesn't resonate with you as true.
Well,
or some of it, because obviously this learning the scientific method is, you know, that's truth.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, they're physical constants and truths that makes up our world. Yes, but there's also an unseen truth, an unseen energy that no one sees or knows is there to pay attention to, except for, you know, folks like me or others that have somehow or another had some event that's now tapping them into it. I mean, you know, there are seers, there are clairvoyants that can read and see people's Akash. You know, I'm not like that yet, but somehow or another, their body's energetic state is tapping into a quantum information realm that is allowing that to flow through them. And I, the way I understand it, everybody has the ability. It's just they haven't figured out how to do it yet, or had a set of jumper cables put on them like I had. You know, I liken it to, you know, a set of jumper cables that sparked life into me. It's crazy.
Yeah, that or they're just not, it's not time. You know, some people, it's not time for them to be aware.
Well, you know, and therein lies. If everybody is on their own path, you know, their own level, you know. The first 30 days, 45 days after my event, I keyed directly in on starseed, light worker, wanderers, you know, Blu-ray, you know, all this stuff. And it was so new to me. I never knew anything like that existed. It was like so far-fetched. You know, I'm just some country farm boy, you know, that grew up down the road, you know. And
far from it.
No way in hell that could relate to me. But look, month after month after month newer energies, newer learnings. It's like, oh my God, it's true. And again, everybody is unique in their consciousness and existence and in the plane of their multidimensional reality. Some just may be a little farther ahead than others. And that's the roller coaster I've been on, is learning some pretty bizarre stuff that early on I would not allow myself to believe. I couldn't believe it. But I'm now becoming more open to it.
So tell me about this shamanic training that you're doing and what that all entails.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I have a very strong mentor, a trainer that's local to my area, who trained under Alberto Villodo. He is someone who was the PhD researcher that picked up and moved to Peru and spent a few decades there training with the indigenous true shamanic masters. I mean, he spent decades following this and essentially left the clinical research indoor research lab to get into the true metaphysical energy world. And what stands out to me about his teachings, and more of the Peruvian, I think, modality, he, in one of his books I read, he made a comment about Einstein's historic equation, E equals MC squared, energy equals the speed of light, you know, times mass, speed of light squared times mass. And what he says is that the shaman, the masters that have come up through millennia, have found a way, and he kind of eloquently said, they found a way to dance on the equal sign of that historic equation with one foot in energy and the other foot in the material world. And it so sums up this whole shamanic experience, is that we are truly tapping into the quantum energetic realm of spirit, multidimensional, however you want to describe it, to effect what it is we seek to effect.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's very humbling to know that these energies are just stirring and building and growing within you as you try to follow a certain path to take care of your daily duties, your daily activities, but also work to embrace and learn to develop those energies, those abilities.
So do you feel like you are dancing on the equal sign?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that overnight energetic event triggered me, activated me energetically, that somehow altered my body's energetic state. You know, imagine a torus, you know, imagine an energetic torus spinning around you. It's kind of like two black holes that feed into each other, but also expands, okay? It's almost like I can now take my fingers and just reach out and energetically fill those energies. It's almost like I can vibrate, you know, the streams of energy that are around me. And I'm a kid, I'm a child, I'm a kindergartner that's been given the keys to the universe. You know, I'm still learning, I have a long way to go. But, you know, the energies that were breathed into me that night, way beyond my ability to understand. And that's what I've been working to do in intense study, is to understand all of this so that I can better embrace it, utilize it for a greater benevolent outcome. You know, and for me, for all of creation, it's not Joe Blow on the street who's complaining about a hurt back because he's doing all the wrong things that, you know, aren't good for him. You know, individuals who are in chaotic frenzy of life and they want somebody to come heal them, but they still continue their chaotic frenzy of life, perpetually, you know, hurts their health. You know, that's not something that I want to run out and take care of. But the other side of the coin, and what makes me want to probe this deeper, yes, we all need to learn our lessons. We all need to learn how to love and heal ourselves for our unique incarnational lessons. But there are those out there in the population that don't have a shot in hell to ever heal themselves because they've been so damn knocked off their foundation by a negative agenda that seeks to take their power away. You know, constant media manipulation of fear, you know, excitotoxins in the food supply, you know, individuals, health, suffering. You know, it's all of this stuff has been set up by design to feed the healthcare system, to monetize the healthcare system so that people are sick. Mm-hmm. You know, this negative agenda knows what they're doing. It's intelligent. And that is something that's festering inside me. I think one of the reasons why this is becoming so passionate to me is to somehow or another try to wake up these individuals who have been knocked off their foundation and they have no idea what the hell we're talking about because they're so damn manipulated. They don't have a shot in hell to heal themselves. So I think you tapped into some passion there on this, without a doubt. And so you know, to be continued, you know, we'll see what develops there.
Well, that's where the light workers come in, or, you know, the people like you and the people that are awakening. Yep. We're here to help other people awaken and show them the way.
But then there's that fine dance on the equal sign, you know, how, when to do it, when not to do it, when to step in, when to intervene, when to help, when not to help, you know, and that's what takes deep wisdom, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to push anything on anyone, but there's ways of, you know, throwing out an idea or asking a question. Oftentimes, I think asking questions are the best way.
Or permission, you know. Yeah,
yeah. But, you know, health is one of the easier ways to reach someone. That's something tangible. People can wrap their head around health. It's their physical body. It's not, you know, just about energy and the intangible ideas. So,
well, it's also that gateway into spirituality, mm-hmm, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you know, and that was what most of that episode that you know, 46 that we talked about. I mean, I somehow or another was overcome to do a myriad of things for my health. Detoxing, you know, all of that stuff. Fasting, intermittent fasting, sauna. All of that cleaned out toxins, decades of toxins, allowed my body's energetic state to improve so much that, again, I know for a fact it's one of the reasons I had such an intense awakening. Had I not done all that, I may still have been not even on this conversation. You know, we probably wouldn't have even happened. I mean, who knows? And that's where, you know, trying to let individuals know that they may think they're healthy, but there are things going on that they could improve. That if they chose, if it's something that they seek to tap into a higher spiritual, there are ways they can do that. But yeah, I mean, like me, I didn't even know it existed. You know, I didn't have a belief system in it. You know, I stumbled across it, not knowing that was going to happen. Crazy.
Well, I find the more you know, speak your truth, do things that are in alignment with your truth in who you know yourself to be and what your intentions are now and how you see the world, the more you take action from that place, and it doesn't, and I'm not talking about like being outwardly pushing it on people, just doing it in the way that is you living your life, the more you're creating an energy field that is a magnet for people who are ready for those kind of answers. So they start to show up.
You know, and that's where I've been operating, Nicole, is more of a beacon, more of just being who I am energetically. And there are things emanating out of me electrically, quantumly, that are doing the work without even communicating physically. Is what I now know and what I feel. And that's what I was trying to say earlier, is that I've been spending so much time healing myself, you know, filling my cup with love, healing myself, forgiving myself to the extent that it just, I overflow with it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the way ideally you want to do it, because that's how you become a better teacher. Not that that's why you're doing it, but that's how we become better teachers, is through our own experiences and knowing what worked for us and learning along the way.
Doesn't sound like a bad thing.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's been amazing. And it reminded me of, you know, we're on a roller coaster, and it's going around 100 miles an hour around curves, upside down, spinning. And what would make that roller coaster more thrilling, more exciting, is to put a veil over your eyes And that's the life we're living, is we're down here in this life with a purposeful veil so that we experience crazy experiences. We experience life's dualities. We have our tough lessons. It's not meant to be easy. So, you know, that's my dilemma is in trying to help others is, you know, they've got to help themselves to an extent, but also there's certain puzzles that we each uniquely, puzzle pieces that we each uniquely carry. Nicole, you may have a few puzzle pieces that I need. I may have a few that you. That's something that I'm seeing very clearly now with so many people on this spiritual path. It's all individualized. They're all going within themselves, which they should do. But they're not out there interacting with others synergistically. There are probably some things that we said that there are going to be listeners that have some of the keys that we need to help us complete this picture. Yeah, and that's part of our job now, at least for me, I know, is to get out there and interact with as many people as I can, because my growth now depends on helping and synergizing with others.
I've really experienced that as well recently, where just certain people have just presented things in a way that I feel like, wow, that was the missing puzzle piece I needed. Like, I felt like I've been searching for that piece for so long to make all of this make sense. So I think it is really important to get out there and listen to different people and different points of view. I mean, that's really the beauty of YouTube, that anybody can get on there and present their own spin on things and how they see it. And, you know, just kind of going through and listening to different people say it in different ways until something resonates with you. And it's like, oh my gosh, it just all clicked. Now I get it.
Yeah. Searching out from all. I think they say, I think we've heard one of our guests early, like in a previous episode, talk about how if one of us had all of the information, it's really easy to take that person out, you know? And so for all of us to have little bits and pieces of information, it's really hard to know like who's got what. And so it's kind of like a master plan of, you know, us all needing to come together and start sharing, because all of these little codes or keys or pieces of information, packets of information that really start to like fill a puzzle together. Yeah, they're everywhere. And a
blockchain.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know they have them right now. You know, they're hidden deep within them, to be awakened, to be discovered. Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show with us again and sharing what's been new and what's been going on and your journey to date. Really appreciate having you on.
I really appreciate it. It's been it's definitely been a roller coaster ride.
sounds like
we're right there with you. Yeah. Nicole and I are definitely riding that coaster.
Mm-hmm. It's never a dull day.
I'm in Kitty Park.
Brian gets to witness crazy every damn day with us.
No comment. Or you guys will eventually catch up to me, which is how I look at it right now.
Or we're going to be watching him be a little crazy.
I'm
waiting to hear about your story, Brian. Yeah, they say you have all this book knowledge now, listening to all of us. It's like sooner or later, this is all going to increase your vibration to an extent where you're just going to pop. And again, yeah, you know, we're all unique. It comes to everybody in its own way, in its own intensity. And that's the beauty of it, I think.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, and good luck to all your new endeavors, and especially your journey with shamanism and healing and perhaps health and helping people wake up to what's kind of going on, you know, with their health and how that's being manipulated through food and other things. It's definitely a good place to start, if you ask me. So thank you so much, Michael, for being on. And to our audience, thank you for joining us once again. We'll be back with you next week for our 2-year anniversary, and we have a surprise guest in store for you.
Thank you all for joining our show. We appreciate you tuning in and supporting us. If any of you have any questions you would like answered on the show or any guests that you would like to hear on our show, please email that information to us at info@enlightenup.us or send us a voice message using the Anchor app. There's a super cool feature on there that allows you to send us a message or ask us a question with a touch of a button right from the app. And please continue to support us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you haven't checked out Nicole's channel on YouTube yet, head on over there for some more insight from her, or you can visit her website, inflexibleme.com, where you can book a personal coaching session or a tarot reading, watch some of her most informative videos, or you can sign up for her newsletter. And if you're interested in some light language healing, head to my YouTube channel, Lisa Loves Love, or send me an email to lisa@lisalovelove.com to inquire about your own personal reading. Thank you again for joining us and supporting us, and we'll be back with you all next week.